in order to understand the importance of the devotion of fasting, or similarly salat, zakat, hajj. One needs to look at the emphasis that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has placed on optional salat, optional fasting, optional spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and optional hajj and umrah. Umrah for the first time is sunnah muakkadah, and thereafter it's optional, nafl. And hajj is fard the first time, and thereafter it's nafl. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself used to be very particular in regard to optional fasting. 6 fasts in the month of Shawwal, he has encouraged that. Then the fasting of Monday, fasting of Thursday, fasting of the Ayyam-e Bid, the 13th, 14th and 15th of each month. Then the fasting in the month of Zulhijjah, the first 9 days of Zulhijjah. Then Muharram and other fasting that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged, and he himself used to fast. Now let's take an example that if we are associated to somebody and we are not so close to him, or he is not so important to us, then if we get the opportunity to say salam to him, then we will suffice with that opportunity. Let's take the teachers for example, that we have 5 teachers or we have 10 teachers who have taught us and for whom we have place in our hearts. And from amongst these 5 or 10 teachers, one teacher has occupied a lot of place in our hearts. There is lot of azmat for him, lot of mahabbat for him, lot of reverence for him. And as far as the other teachers are concerned, we have mahabbat for them, we have reverence for them, but average reverence, average mahabbat, which is incumbent upon every student. So we will have the urge to meet these teachers also. But if, say, once a week we are able to see them in the Friday prayer and shake hands with them and say hello to them, how are you, and speak with them for 4-5 minutes, then we will suffice. And there will not be an urge to go in their company, to see them, to do their ziyarat, to sit in their company. There won't be any urge. Why? Because the azmat is average. The muhabbat is average. But we have one particular teacher for whom we have lot of reverence, lot of azmat, lot of muhabbat, lot of love. It's above average. Then we will not suffice. After meeting him, when he is meeting other people also, we will just walk behind him. And once he is out of our sight, we will begin to entertain these thoughts that, oh, until next Friday I will not be able to see him. And wherever we get the opportunity, we will present ourselves in his majlis, in his gathering. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not sufficing with the fard fasts only, and not sufficing with the fard salat only, and not sufficing with the fard zakat spending only, with the fard hajj only. Instead, on top of that, after completing his fard, nafal of various types, after completing the Sawm, the fasting in the month of Ramadan, nafal. That shows the azmat that he had for these ibadat in his heart. And he would only have azmat of these ibadat in his hearts if these ibadat were revered in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he would only rever those things which were revered in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from this we understand the importance of fasting. That there are certain things where a person does something and that is where he suffices. But now here, the 4 fundamentals, you don't suffice with the fard only. spending in the path of Allah, spending on the poor, spending on the orphan, spending in building masajid, spending in building homes for the poor, doing this, doing that, spending. You can do it throughout the year, and there is so much encouragement. Anfiq, unfiq alaik. Hadith Qudsi, unfiq, unfiq alaik. If you fear poverty, don't worry, spend. If you spend, I will spend on you, I will give you more money. See, the encouragement to spend. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping the person to spend. Similarly fasting, similarly salat, and similar is the case with hajj. That once you have performed hajj, very difficult. Hajj is a very difficult ibadat. To travel from here all the way to Makkah Mukarrama and with all the crowd, it's a difficult ibadat. But after you have accomplished your fard nafal, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself did not have the opportunity of performing hajj except once after migrating. And according to there are various opinions whether the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed hajj before migrating or not, and if he did, how many. There is one opinion that whilst he was in Makkah Mukarramah, he performed hajj every year. He performed hajj every year in his Meccan life after he became the Nabi. So he performed hajj every year. But the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala, Hazrat Usman Ghani, he performed hajj every year. And Umar radiyallahu anhu used to prevent people from performing hajj tamattu. And the reason for preventing people from performing hajj tamattu was that it was his desire that people make journey towards the haram one after the other. So his logic was that if I was to give people to perform hajj tamattu, then people would come perform umrah. After umrah, they would perform hajj in that same journey, and they will not come back to perform umrah again. So he had made performance of hajj tamattu forbidden in his khilafah time. And it was not a shari issue. It was so that he wanted people to come throughout the year to Makkah Mukarramah and visit. So he said that if I don't give them the permission to perform hajj tamattu, then they will come to perform hajj and they will live with this thought that I haven't performed umrah, so let me come back again and perform umrah. So he would not let anybody perform umrah during his khilafah. So from this we need to understand the importance of these five fundamentals. So in the month of Ramadan, don't take the sawm very lightly. Be very serious about it. And let us make this sawm, this fasting, especially this month of Ramadan, a means of breaking our and shattering our unlawful pleasures and unlawful desires, so that we come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we may be included amongst the muttaqeen. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.